tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the noble character of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. This is the unique character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that with his Mubarak character, with his beautiful smile, he changed the world. Allahu Akbar. And we, being his ummah, inshallah azza wa jal, we need to actually attach ourselves to the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to distinguish ourselves from the rest. Yes, each one of us, you know, on a general basis, psychologically, we all want to be unique, subhanallah. The way we can make ourselves unique as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we could adopt the beautiful and the noble character of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we discuss our today's topic, let's inshallah azza wa jal recite salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be that person who would have recited salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. So yes, without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the most unique and the noble character in the history of mankind. Subhanallah. There was none who had the character as unique and as refined as that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is our responsibility? Yes, our responsibility, and as we discussed in the previous week, that from the rights that the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon us, it is his right that we must follow him, subhanallah, in his beautiful seerah, in his character and his sunnah. Yes. And how was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allahu Akbar. Anyone who had met the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first time would fall in love with him. That was the unique character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned about his generosity and about his subhanallah, art of giving, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in would say that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever anyone asked him for something, he would never say no. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he highlights this very unique quality of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wah kya judo karam hai shahe bataha tera nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. Such is the generosity of the Aqa of Medina, subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the beggar in his court never hears the word no from the august court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there are, alhamdulillah, many narrations where the Sahaba have mentioned about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have said that in the month of Ramadan, he was more generous than even the fast wind. Subhanallah. How the fast wind blows in every direction. His generosity was even more than that. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says, Dhare chalte hai sakha ke wo hai darya tera. Allahu Akbar. Mere kareem se jab qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hain, durbe baha diye hain. That if someone would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even for a drop, instead of a drop, he would grant them the entire ocean. Subhanallah. Darya baha diye hain, durbe baha diye hain. unki mehak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hain. With regards to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's generosity, and there are many such narrations where the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned. A generous person is always appreciated. It is looked upon, this beautiful quality of being generous, subhanallah. It is from the lofty character of a human being. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more generous than even Hatim Ta'i. Hatim Ta'i, there are examples given of his generosity, subhanallah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even more generous. You know, sometimes someone would come and ask you for something and you would give it. Sometimes you would give it smiling, and sometimes you would give it and you would regret, why did I have to give it? Subhanallah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would give with a smile, and plus he would make dua for the person who asked. Allahu Akbar. Allama Hasan al-Zakhar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would say that aata hai faqiron pe unhe pyar kuch aisa, khud bheek de aur khud kahe mangta ka bhala ho. That he would love the poor so much that on one hand he would give charity to them, and on the other hand he would still say on top of that, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him well. Subhanallah. So yes, this was the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it came to his generosity. Another beautiful trait in a person's character is the ability of forbearance, tolerance. How much tolerance do you have? Because a person with a short fuse, he is not regarded as worthy of excellence. But people do appreciate that person who is tolerant, who has forbearance in him, subhanallah. And the forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ability to have patience, subhanallah, was so much that one day a famous scholar, Jewish scholar by the name of Zaid bin Sa'na, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was among his sahaba, and he said, and he passed a crude remark. He said that it has become the habit of the children of Abdul Muttalib to not return people's due. Allahu Akbar. Why did he say that? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he owed him some dates, subhanallah, that he had taken from him, but the due date has not approached yet. The time of repayment wasn't overdue yet. And he came before the due date and asking in this manner and taunting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala did not like the way he behaved in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he stared at him. He gave him a big stare. And then Zaid bin Sa'na, he noticed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala staring at him angrily. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at the reaction of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, "Oh Umar, why did you stare at him?" And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then looked down, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that you shouldn't have stared at him. Instead, what you should have done is remind me to repay what's due to him, and you could have told him to speak in a better manner, subhanallah. That way you could have helped both of us. What a beautiful advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, here, take the dates and give him a bit extra. Give him extra to keep his heart, subhanallah. So when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes out to give him the dates that was owed to him, and he gives Zaid bin Sa'na the extra dates, so Zaid bin Sa'na asked, why are you giving me extra? He said, because the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like the fact that I stared at you. And he said, just to keep your heart, to make you happy, to put a smile on your face, he told me to give you extra. And mashallah, that's why I've given you extra. So Zaid bin Sa'na, he says, Umar, do you recognize me? He says, I'm the same Zaid bin Sa'na, the famous Jewish rabbi, who is a wealthy person, subhanallah. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala acknowledged that yes, he knew who he was. Then he said, Umar, I did not speak abruptly in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam because I wanted to misbehave. But listen to me carefully. I studied in Torah and I had examined all the qualities of his that are mentioned in Torah, except for two that I had to try and examine myself. One is that if someone showed ignorance in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would be generous. And the more ignorant you become, his tolerance, he would even grow further. Subhanallah. What is our case? If somebody disrespects you, insults you, maybe once or twice you would keep calm. But when it accumulates and the pot is filled right to the brim, then you lose your patience at some point. But the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his forbearance, his tolerance was such that the more disrespectful and ignorant a person is in his court and he behaves ignorantly, the more the tolerance and the forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam grows. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And he said, yes, I found it to be true in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar, now you must listen that I bring iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and embraced Islam. And he said that I have a lot of wealth. I'm a businessman. So I donate half of my wealth for the welfare of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. That was Zaid bin Sana and how he was inspired by the great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's amazing, isn't it? Subhanallah. The character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always speak the truth. He would always keep the trust of people, and hence he was known as As-Sadiq Al-Amin by these two titles. Sadiq means one who's truthful, and Al-Amin means one who's trustworthy. Subhanallah. And despite the people of Makkah, they were his ardent enemies. And they would call him different names. But never ever did they attack the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because even prior to the announcement of prophethood, they knew him to be As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. Subhanallah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the people from the mountaintop, the people of Quraysh, Ya Ma'shar al-Quraysh, and he made da'wah of Islam to them, to his tribe. And he said to them, would you believe me if I were to tell you that behind this mountain there is an army of the enemies coming to attack? Would you believe me? They said, yes, we would believe you. But when he propagated the message of Islam, then they rejected him. Subhanallah. They knew his truthfulness and they never doubted him. Subhanallah. And that was the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So As-Sadiq al-Amin, he always stayed As-Sadiq al-Amin even in the eyes of his enemies. They could never find a character flaw in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here, we as Muslims, what has happened to us that we have character flaws in us despite being the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It should actually motivate us for us to be truthful and for us to be trustworthy, just like our master has taught us. Subhanallah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, he teaches us that the great role model for us is in following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. This is the command of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the best for us. The character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses that character which he regards as the great. How great was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can't find an example of that in the entire history of mankind? That was the personality of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people of Quraysh, the disbelievers, when they wanted to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his bed. By the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving, listen to this, and it has been documented in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outside there are people who are ready to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the same people, the same Quraysh who were after his life, after his blood, who hated him, Allahu Akbar, they had left their belongings with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning they never doubted his trustworthiness. So when he is leaving Makkah Mukarramah, he says to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that these are the belongings of people. After I'm gone, you must return them to their rightful owners. Subhanallah. How trustworthy is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that even when he is leaving, he knows the enemies are thirsty for his blood and he knows how wicked they were. He still keeps his character intact, subhanallah. And he says that these are the trust of people. Those people who have left these items, these belongings under my trust. So after I'm gone, Ali, you must return them to their rightful owners. Subhanallah. And this was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is giving the trust of those people back who were thirsty for his blood. Allahu Akbar. Who were his enemies. This is the unique character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Could we find an example of this type of character in the entire history of mankind? Subhanallah. No, we cannot. And on the other hand, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the occasion of the Battle of Badr, how he keeps the promises. Keeping a promise is a great character refinement when it comes to our character building. And keeping promises is a big thing. We make promises left, right, and center. But how often is it that we fulfill those promises? We need to really consider this, inshallah, azza wa jal. And if we were to look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was this man who was bargaining with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sell him something, and he said for him to wait and he will come back. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam waited for him on that spot, and by the time this person went home, he forgot about it. He totally forgot about it that he had said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to wait for him. And after 2 or 3 days, when he remembers that I had told the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to wait for me and I forgot, when he goes back, he sees that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still at that same spot where he had told him to wait. Subhanallah. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeps his promise, because he said he will wait for him. Allahu Akbar. Do we honor our promises in such a manner? No, I haven't seen anyone who honors their promises to such a degree, subhanallah. The noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the battle of Uhud, subhanallah, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was badly injured at the occasion of Uhud, the expedition of Uhud. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so badly injured that blood was flowing continuously from his face. And in this state, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of cursing his enemies, he is making dua for them. He says, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, guide my nation, for they do not know me. Who amongst us would have done that? That those who hurt you, those who shed your blood, and you making dua for their guidance. It is unheard of truly, and that can only be expected from the great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have said something so remarkable. Allahu Akbar. The history bears testimony that there has been no one on that such great character as that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he displayed. And due to that, he was loved and respected and honored by all and sundry. Subhanallah. That is the great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that everyone is awestruck by his noble character. At the Battle of Uhud, he made dua for such people who who hurt him, who spilled his blood, and he still makes dua for them. Subhanallah. The bleeding was so severe, it is mentioned, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he was washing the wound of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she burnt the mat and she used the ash to stop the bleeding. Allahu Akbar. And this was, all this happened during that same battle of Uhud. And after all of that had happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though he is bleeding, he is hurt, he is injured, he is still making dua of guidance for his ummah. Allahumma hadi qawmi. Wallah, guide my nation. Innahum la ya'lamun. For they do not know me. Subhanallah. And this happened again at Ta'if, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the advent of Sha'b Abi Talib, where there was a boycott, socio-economic boycott on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Banu Hashim and his family, was that they were boycotted by the enemies because they were demanding for the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning to murder him, to kill him. Allahu Akbar. Or if you do not accept that condition, then everyone in the Banu Hashim will be boycotted. And they all joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this boycott. But they did not give up on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ban was lifted. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. This was also miraculous because the scroll on which the terms of agreement were written, it was eaten up by the termites, and only the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was left out, even by the termites. Even they recognized the gloryful and the divine name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pay regards and respect and honor it. Subhanallah. So after the ban was lifted, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not propagate Islam in Makkah Mukarramah. So he tried to propagate Islam at the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah. So he traveled to far places. And once he went to Ta'if, and this happened prior to the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. So he went to Ta'if, and in this place, he wanted to propagate the message of Islam. But these people had cheated on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and went back on their words. Allahu Akbar. And they had left the children to hurl stones at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in the company of Sayyidina Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The family of Amr was considered to be the chief amongst their tribes, meaning in Ta'if. And there were three brothers, Abdi Alil, Masood, and Habib. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited all three of them and invited them towards Islam. All three of them did not accept Islam but had a lot of insult. Allahu Akbar. They insulted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they mentioned some indecent things to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they did not stop there and went as far as infuriating the barbaric goons of Taif to ill-treat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was hurt so badly that the blood was flowing from the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the angel of mountains came and said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am the angel that is in charge of mountains of the world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me in your court to serve you, to follow your orders. Ya Rasulullah, if you order, then I can crush this entire area of Taif between the two mountains. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his response? Subhanallah. His response was that I hope that inshallah azza wa jal, their future generations will believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how hopeful was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, and we need to be optimistic in life. Otherwise, we can't get through this life. Anything negative comes your way, and if you don't have any optimism, then how are you going to tread through the different rocky terrain of life, ups and downs of life? This is the same quality which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that gets us through life, alhamdulillah. And through his sadaqah, we need to be more optimistic in life instead of being pessimistic about everything, thinking negative of everything. We need to have a positive mindset and a positive approach, a positive outlook on life. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, just as happiness doesn't last forever, the grief also doesn't last forever. Subhanallah. And this teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at how optimistic was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that I'm optimistic and I'm hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create from their very own generation. If they are not ready to embrace Islam, then inshallah their generations will embrace Islam. And that was the optimism of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's where we need to learn to be optimistic from the great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The event of Ta'if serves as a great example of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his nobility in this matter. Subhanallah, these people of Ta'if, they did not treat him well, and despite the angel of mountain being present there, serving in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have destroyed the entire area of Ta'if that day. He just had to utter one word, go ahead and destroy them, and it would have been done, because that angel was authorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so, to follow the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he did not want bloodshed. Allahu Akbar. This is how peaceful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Look at the peace-loving nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that sacrilegious wars would take place in Arab world, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like this bloodshed. Subhanallah. He was so peace-loving that there was a treaty that took place, Hilful Fudul, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was part of that treaty, and he loved this peace-loving treaty so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was a time in his youth, subhanallah, how peace-loving he was. Just an example as to how peace-loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, and how he would resolve dispute and the fights. It is mentioned that during the youth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Kaaba Sharif is situated in a valley and Makkah is surrounded by mountains, so the torrential rainfall would cause a flooding in the valley, in the area around the Holy Kaaba, the Mataf. And then there was some corrosion that occurred at the time to the foundation, meaning that the lower part of the Holy Kaaba, and it needed some restoration and some renovation. So the renovation of the Holy Kaaba took place, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took part in this renovation of the Holy Kaaba. And many other tribes, they took part in the renovation of the Holy Kaaba, because Kaaba is the pride of the people of Makkah. Subhanallah. And after they had renovated the Holy Kaaba, now the black stone Hajar-e Aswad had to be placed, installed onto the Holy Kaaba. And for that, all the tribes, they wanted to have the privilege of placing and installing the black stone and Hajar-e Aswad onto the Holy Kaaba. And they all were looking forward to it, and they wanted to have the privilege of holding the Hajar-e Aswad and installing it. This was a great honor if someone had to actually get the chance to do that. So all the tribes were looking forward to it, and now only one person could hold the Hajar-e Aswad and install it. So they started arguing that, you know, who has more right to install the Hajar-e Aswad and the black stone onto the Holy Kaaba. And the dispute erupted, and they all started to argue over it, that, you know, they all wanted to have the right. And in this way, they all started to fight, and it was very soon it turned into a bloody battle. It was about to turn into a battle. Before that, the elders, they stopped them. Stop this fighting. Let's find a solution. Let's find a solution. And it was the time of night. And one elderly person among the Quraysh, he told to all the tribes that let's wait for the morning. And the first person who enters the Holy Kaaba, and whatever he decides, we will inshallah listen to his suggestion. and make amal on it. So they agreed, all right, fine, we'll wait for that person. When he walks in, the first person to walk in, we will take his suggestion and we'll go ahead with that. So now in this way, they had actually anticipated someone to arrive. And then the first person in the morning to arrive into the vicinity of the Holy Kaaba was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they saw him, they were overjoyed because they already loved him so much, because they knew of his lofty and noble character, subhanallah. That was prior to the advent of Islam, meaning prior to the announcement of prophethood by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was during his youth. So they said, yes, we will listen to him. If he says whatever he has to say, we will listen to him, inshallah, azza wa jal. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and they explained to him the situation, and there was a battle about to erupt, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam offered a very brilliant solution. He said, yes, there is a solution for it, and it wouldn't turn into bloodshed. And they were all ears to listen to what's the solution. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spread a mantle on the floor, and he said to place the black stone in the middle. He placed the black stone in the middle of that mantle, and he said to all the tribe chiefs to hold one edge of that mantle, subhanallah. And they all held, and in this way they all got a chance to carry the Hajar Aswad to the Holy Kaaba, subhanallah, without causing any bloodshed. Look at the brilliance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he resolved a bloody dispute. Now, in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had resolved the dispute, and they all carried it, and they all got a chance to carry Hajar Aswad to the Holy Kaaba. And they carried it all the way to the Holy Kaaba. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took Hajar Aswad in his own hands and installed it onto the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. This is how peace-loving our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. So if there are fights in the family, we shouldn't now insinuate the fight and make it worse, but we should be the ones to put an end to all the fights. If somebody comes and tells you, your cousin comes and tells you, and he backbites about your uncle or someone else in the family, and instead of listening to him and entertaining the backbiting and the tale telling, you could actually tell them, you know, this is the wrong thing to do, because this will cause fight between the families. Subhanallah. In this way, you can end it right then and there, instead of, you know, it gaining momentum and the fight is only getting bigger and bigger. And there is a great lesson for those who enjoy this sort of entertainment, you know, and they want some action, they want some sort of conspiracy going in the family. You know, they are saddened sometimes by the fact that, you know, nothing is happening. Somebody must create some drama. They want drama in life. And ma'azallah, this is against the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are looking to do something and to spice up your life, then inshallah azza wa jal, instead of causing fights in the family, try to be the one who mends the relationships. Yes, who mends the relationships between the brothers, between the sisters, between the family members, between the parents, and so on, subhanallah. So we are supposed to be those kind of people who are there to put the fights to an end and not to start and pick a fight, subhanallah. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of such people who like to pick a fight, you know, who always looking for a chance, flexing their muscles, any chance they get to show their physical prowess, to show their physical abilities, that, you know, I got muscles, I have strength, I need to fight with someone, and they are looking for any chance to fight with people. For such people, there is a beautiful message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the most obnoxious person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who's quarrelsome, who's always looking to pick a fight. Allahu Akbar. We shouldn't be that person, because such a person is the most obnoxious person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we want to be the most obnoxious person? No, we don't. So let's inshallah azza wa jal mend our ways and try to follow the example and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he very beautifully describes the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Qasida Burda Sharif, and he says,
فَمَا تَطَاوَلُ أَعْمَالُ الْمَدِيحِ إِلَى مَا فِيهِ مِنْ كَرَمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالشِّيَمِ.
How can his admirers praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for it is beyond the ability of man to do justice to the sweetness and greatness of his character. Subhanallah. And then he says,
أَكْرِمْ بِخَلْقِ نَبِيٍ زَانَهُ خُلُقٌ بِالْحُسْنِ مُشْتَمِلٍ بِالْبِشْرِ مُتَسِمِ.
What a beautiful manner. Allah has made the stature, meaning the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What beauty. Those pleasant smiles displayed on the sacred face are signs of happiness and liveliness. Subhanallah. That was a glimpse into the unique character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are now going to listen to a beautiful kalam, and inshallah azza wa jal, followed by a beautiful nasiha by our brother Yahya Tari. And the nasiha is about the benefits of being kind to parents. Yes, subhanallah. Charity begins at home, and inshallah azza wa jal, we all need to be kind to our parents and to everyone, inshallah azza wa jal. And these are the values of Islam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to be back after the kalam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 aqa.
वो कौन है जिनके दर पर मांगने वाला नहीं नहीं सुनता? वो कौन है जिनकी रहमत का दरिया खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाए? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले रब के हबीब हमारे आका हैं।
वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहबत हा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला
तेरा
پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جو شہبتہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبتہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبتہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، کی حقیقت کتنی، ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی، مجھ سے سولا کھ کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری، تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری، جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا۔
سیدنا عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates that the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم said, I went to paradise and heard the recitation of the Holy Quran. I asked, who recites this? The angels replied, he is Haditha ibn Numan. The Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم said, this is the reward of goodness. This is the reward of goodness. In the narration of Shu'b al-Iman, it is further mentioned that Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to treat his mother with a lot of goodness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who treats the mother well will be blessed with paradise by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also treat our parents well, serve them, and if they have difficulty, we should support them, we should take care of them. If we treat them well, they will wholeheartedly pray for us, and the one who gets his parents' prayers will remain prosperous in this world and attain its blessings in the hereafter as well. Treating our parents with goodness and keeping them happy is reward giving, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has declared it the source of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As there is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the pleasure of the Lord azza wa jal lies in the pleasure of the father
And the displeasure of the Lord Azza wa Jal lies in the displeasure of the Father. Similarly, in another place, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the obedience to Allah Almighty lies in the obedience to the Father, and the disobedience to Allah Almighty lies in the disobedience to the Father. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states a narration whose summary is that the Holy Companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I used to treat my parents with goodness in their life. They have passed away. How can I treat them with goodness now? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, good treatment after their passing is that along with your salah, you offer salah for them, and along with your fasts, you fast for them as well. It means when we offer nafl salah or fast to attain a reward for ourselves, we should offer some nafl salah on their behalf and to send them its reward. Or when we offer salah or fast or perform a good deed, we should also make an intention to send its reward. Thus, its reward will be granted to them and our reward will not decrease either.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to the wonderful kalam. Subhanallah, and we're continuing with our today's theme, and that is the noble character of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is it that we have learned today in this today's episode and program is that we as an ummah, we need to emulate these noble characters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, the qualities of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he never told a word of lie. He was a truthful person. He never violated people's trust. He never violated people's rights. Subhanallah. He wasn't a person to harbor malice and jealousy against others. Alhamdulillah. And he would even classify a person as a paradise dweller if he had these noble traits, subhanAllah. Regarding this, this is a beautiful parable that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the Sahaba, and he said that just now a Jannati person will come in front of you. And there was an Ansari Sahabi who was coming, and the wudu water was dripping from his limbs. And this person, the Sahaba knew, recognized that this is a Jannati person, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said that just now a Jannati person will appear in front of you. Second day again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there will be a Jannati person coming your way. And the same person appeared the second time. The third time he said again that there will be a Jannati person appear in front of you. And then the same person appeared, subhanAllah. Then the Sahabi who was narrating this hadith, he says, I followed him. I followed him to his house to see what has enabled him to be a paradise dweller as a person who will enter Jannah. And I asked him, that what is it that you do? He said that I do not harbor malice and jealousy about anyone. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that quality has enabled him to become a Jannati person. Har sahabiye nabi, Jannati, Jannati. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.